It was the summer of 1970, a year after the Woodstock Rock Festival, and the country was in turmoil.
When the horrors of the Kent State shooting...
Anti-war demonstrators protest U.S.
randomly shot at civilians.
We bombed enemy-occupied territories in Cambodia.
Well, I would consider myself at that point an Iowa hippie.
When baby boomers were still young, Pat Wilson from Mason City was a budding peace activist.
We were pretty rebellious and were starting to really stand up for things and be pretty vocal about stuff that we didn't agree with.
We'd like to dedicate this next number to everybody here.
Pat and her future husband ended up at a three-day rock festival outside the little town of Wadena. The Chambers brothers were among some 30 bands in the lineup.
People get ready, there's a train coming.
Officials were against the concert from the beginning. Drugs, violence, and overcrowding had marred other events, and promoters shifted the festival to Wadena after it was banned from Galena, Illinois. Gary Bond was born in Wadena and remembers the fear of motorcycle gangs and hippie phobia that overwhelmed townspeople.
Well, some of them, they were carrying guns. People were carrying firearms and locking their doors. They were transporting their families out of town for safety. Wadena was kind of a redneck little town.
Right up until the opening act on July 31st, the state attorney general was trying to make it impossible for the show to go on. But in the end, fearing riots if the plug was pulled, authorities backed down. Gerald Blue is editor of the Fayette County Union.
Governor Robert Ray, in fact, he was highly criticized for it at the time. He actually did take the stage at the Wadena Rock Festival, and he told the young kids to enjoy themselves and to conduct themselves in a positive manner, which they did.
Blue was at the farm every day taking pictures for his paper. He estimates more than 40,000 people came.
As I rode in the tombstone on my horse's back, I saw what I relate to you going on behind my back.
They had some of the top entertainers at that time. They were flying them into Waterloo, Iowa, and then driving them up. But the stage was massive.
Mason Prophet sang his anti-war song, Hangman. The performance schedule included Leon Russell, the Everly Brothers, Little Richard, Johnny Winter, The Guess Who, REO Speedwagon, and Poco. No actual recordings from Wadena are believed to have survived, but many of the bands and the songs they played are posted on YouTube. Illegal drugs were part of the scene and were sold openly. LSD, pills, and marijuana. Dennis Naughton, a lawyer in Marion, is writing a book on the Wadena Rock Festival.
The people who attended said there was actually a U-Haul truck where you could get in line and buy whatever you wanted, and if you didn't like the effect of that drug, you could go back and complain, and they would give you something else.
This is where the counterculture came to celebrate, just outside Wadena. The old farmhouse is gone now, but it's still very much farmland, mostly corn. Just down the hill is Famous. That's where the hippies came, disrobed, and bathed in the Volga River.
And all of a sudden, there were 2,000 naked people in the river, skinny dipping. And we were having a great time. And I think at that point, perhaps through the use of some substances that we were using at the time, that may have really reduced our inhibitions, but a good time was had by all.
Airplanes flew low over the frolicking river scene, and some locals started to change their mind about the summer of love.
Oh, yes, by all means, 21 years of age, that was quite an exciting event to see. And even some of the elderly men in town thought it was all right. Some of the elderly women in town locked their husbands up so they couldn't be exposed to it. But...
And if you don't know what I'm feeling, take a look, because I'm revealing.
Buffy St. Marie was there, Joan Baez, and the Chambers Brothers. Those were the three that I remember specifically.
When the Rock Fest ended, authorities moved in and made some arrests on drug charges, but there was no serious crime. When Jerry Blue lost his wallet taking pictures, somebody returned it to the post office, and business was brisk for local merchants. The town grocery store, where Gary Bond worked, sold 3 semis of Budweiser in one day. Today, he runs Barney's Tavern, where photos and memorabilia enshrine the biggest days of Wadena's history.
They gave me a different way to view the hippies, where I was a redneck, you know. It changed my life to the aspect that I was glad to be from Wadena. It gave the town a name. I guess that's what it took to put the little town on the map.
The Chambers Brothers closed out Saturday night's program with their energetic song Time, which echoed across the valley that encircles Wadena. After 40 years of time, memories of Wadena still reverberate.
I think Wadena sort of started my being aware of the political movements, the human rights movements in various forms that were going on in the country. I think it changed my life for the better.
Pat Wilson went into social work and has just retired. Photographer Jerry Blue now owns the newspaper and talks to grade school kids about the day Wadena rocked. Bar owner Gary Bond welcomes back former hippies to reminisce, and author Dennis Naughton says Wadena is a major part of Iowa's history.
This rock festival was noted for being peaceful. Nobody got hurt. Nobody got killed. And also for the sensible way that the officials and state leaders handled the situation.
Perhaps nothing has changed more over time than the state of Iowa. After trying to shut down the extravaganza in 1970, the State Historical Museum in Des Moines will celebrate Wadena's Rock Festival Sunday with music and memories. In Wadena, I'm Rick Fredrickson, Iowa Public Radio News.